You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to a special edition of MLB.com Extras as we preview Game 1 of the NLDS between the Cubs and the Giants, which is literally just hours away on this Friday afternoon. The two clubs locking horns at 9 o'clock Eastern time. Game 1 from Wrigley Field, and right now we are joined by both Cubs reporter Kerry Muscat and Giants reporter Chris Haft. And Kerry and Chris, we thank you both for your time today. As a lot going on, very busy, but like I said, hours before first pitch, want to get your thoughts on both the Cubs and the Giants as the Cubs seeking their first world title since 1908 and perhaps more daunting, trying to prevent the Giants from winning a title in an even-numbered year, something that has not happened, of course, since 2008. So, Kerry, I want to start with you. The Cubs are the runaway best team in baseball here in 2016, over 100 wins, the number one seed, and their playoff journey begins at Wrigley Field. So, Kerry, quite simply, give me the biggest reason why you feel confident in the Cubs' chances in the NLDS.
It really comes down to just basics for postseason baseball, which is pitching and defense. The Cubs have gone through the season with the best starting staff in terms of ERA, and they also have really improved their defense, and with the addition of Hayward and with Javi Baez playing, and I think just basically comes down to the old cliche.
Absolutely. Lots of like for the Cubs. And on the flip side, Chris, of course, the Giants have had to kind of, fight and scratch and claw their way just to get into the postseason. We saw Madison Bumgarner do his thing at Citi Field against the Mets, another shutout in leading the Giants into the NLDS. So, Chris, same question for you. Give me the biggest reason why you feel confident in the Giants' chances against the Cubs.
Well, they've kind of found their game in the final week of the regular season and in that NL wild card game against the Mets. If it's possible for that to continue, or if it's possible for something like that to be real in just a week's time, well, maybe it is. They were searching for their consistency and their confidence all year, and they finally really hit their stride in those final five, six games. The Giants are similar to Cubs in that they'll rely on their pitching and defense to carry them through. And as often as they can get Madison Bumgarner on the hill, they will.
And Chris, I know that the fans and the media love to make a big deal about the even numbered thing. Even numbered year thing, something I already brought up. Of course, 2010, 2012, and 2014. How much play or recognition does that get within the Giants clubhouse itself? Do they pay attention to it? Do they derive confidence from it? Or is it really just something that, like I said, the fans and media pay attention to, but not the team in particular?
The team is aware of it, but they don't put much stock in it. It's just, it really is a coincidence. I mean, they happened to win in 2010, 2011. It looked like they were on their way to at least a postseason again, but then some injuries. Of course, Buster Posey was hurt most of the year, and Brian Wilson, the closer, got hurt late in the year. So that pretty much did that. And then 2012, they did win. 2013, it just wasn't. I think they fell victim to repeatitis, if you will. And 2014, again, Madison Bumgarner carried them on their shoulders. They really had no business winning the world title that year.
And, if I could just chime in real quick, the Cubs are very much aware of the even numbered years, and that may be a biggest hurdle for them than just getting to the World Series. First, they got to knock off the Giants, so that's number one.
That's interesting how it's more of a factor with the Cubs than it is with the Giants. So a very interesting tidbit there from you, Kerry. And Kerry, we'll go back to you. Of course, no team is perfect, even though the Cubs at times have looked pretty close to perfect with all the wins they put up in the regular season. So, Kerry, one or perhaps two reasons why you're concerned about the Cubs in this series.
Just because the Giants' pitching is so good, I think if the Cubs can maintain the same approach that they've had all year, where they've been very patient at the plate. They've got, I think, four guys in the top 10 in terms of on-base percentage. If they can continue to make the starting pitcher work, knock him out early, then they would have a chance. If they get a little anxious, if they get a little too amped up here, then it might become a little difficult and it could be three and out and done. The kids are, this is still a very young team, and I think even though they have the experience from last year, it's still very young. And once you get up to the plate and you hear the crowd and you realize the moment, it's a little overwhelming, so I'm just sort of eager to see actually with game one how they respond.
Yeah, great point. Sometimes that adrenaline can flow a little bit too hard, and especially for young players not used to the postseason limelight, it can be a lot to handle and it can be overwhelming at times. Chris, to you now, this Giants team has had a weird season for a while. They were in danger of becoming the first team in baseball history to have the best first half record and the worst second half record. Obviously, that did not happen. They got things turned around just in time to qualify for the wild card. But nonetheless, they did have their struggles in the second half. That is without question. So, Chris, give me a couple of reasons why you're concerned about the Giants against the Cubs in this series.
Well, when I look at when the Giants did play the Cubs, the Giants didn't hit a lick. I'm sure Kerry remembers that well.
Yeah,
they lost three or four games at Wrigley Field. All the losses were by the margins were one run margins. Sure, that's something you can maybe cure or whatever with a lucky hit or two. But the Giants didn't get lucky hits. They didn't get unlucky hits. They barely got any hits. So just the potential for that repeating itself makes me think that's one cause for concern among, I would say, that you could attribute to the Giants.
No question there. And let's kind of move on to the potential X factors in this series. It seems like, no matter what year, no matter what team, what series, there's always a guy that comes out of nowhere seemingly and contributes. We saw it last night in the Red Sox Indians series, Roberto Perez, a guy that the Indians, as far as they wanted at one point, was going to be their number three catcher. Before the Jonathan Lucroy trade fell through, he ends up getting a start. Yan Gomes is hurt. All he does is hit a home run, make a couple of great defensive plays. Indians get a big game one win. So, Kerry, we'll start with you. Give me a couple potential X factors for this Cubs team in this series against the Giants.
Well, I think keep an eye on Addison Russell. He finished second on the team in RBI in the second half and really has thrived since he was moved up into the number five spot in the batting order. So one, I would watch him, and the other guy, just from a pure baseball standpoint, is Javier Baez. I'm not sure if he's starting today, but I know that they'd like to have him in the lineup in terms of defense. And I wouldn't be surprised if Javi makes a great play that might contribute to help the Cubs down the road here.
Yeah, Baez seems to have a knack for really rising to the occasion, had a lot of clutch hits, a lot of clutch moments, as did Addison Russell, two guys that really stepped up when the situation called for it during the course of the regular season. And Chris, on your end with the Giants, we already saw a guy in the same vein as Roberto Perez for the Indians and Connor Gillespie in the wild card game. This is a guy that, again, he's only in the starting lineup because Eduardo Nunez is hurt. All he does is hit the game-winning home run in the ninth inning against the Mets, against Jay Reese Familia. So is he an X factor for the Giants? And if not, who are some potential X factors for this team?
Oh, he's definitely an X factor. He's a guy who can contribute defensively as well as offensively. They know him pretty well in this city of Chicago, with him having played for the White Sox for a few years. He has improved his defense a lot, but of course, if he's going to make some noise, it'll be with the bat. And he does swing it pretty well at times. And he's not afraid up there. So I think that'll stand him in good stead. Another guy who seems to, dictate to sway the fortunes of the team, even though there are more prominent guys like Buster Posey and Hunter Pence, one guy who seems to influence the direction the team heads is Angel Pagan. When he tends to have a big game, the rest of the team follows suit. He's accustomed to being a catalyst as a leadoff hitter. He won't hit leadoff in the division series, but again, he's a guy who can be a very dynamic player.
Yeah, that's a proverbial spark plug in that Giants order. No question. We'll see what Pagan does coming up in this series with the Cubs. So to begin to wrap up here for each of you, a more pointed, specific question about your team. So, Kerry, we'll start with you for the Cubs. How much has Joe Maddon's Embrace the Target theme, which he kind of implemented during spring training this year, really help this team handle the intense scrutiny and pressure they're going to be under as they try to bring a world title to Chicago for the first time in forever?
Well, they won 103 games, so obviously it works pretty well. I mean, I don't know what else to say to that one. I mean, his attitude all season long has been take care of business today. Don't look ahead. Don't look behind. Just take care of business today. And it resulted in an incredible season for this team. So really, he's stressed that during these 4 days of workouts here at Wrigley, just to keep the same attitude, don't try and overdo it, and that's the approach they're going to take.
It's been a great game plan all season long, and no reason to change anything for the postseason, certainly. So we'll see if that theme maintains. And now, Chris, for you, we talked about Madison Bumgarner a little bit already. He has just been an absolute beast in the postseason during his career on the road, in particular, an ERA of 0.5. So, Chris, is there a feeling that any game started by Madison Bumgarner in the postseason is pretty much an automatic win, no matter who the opponent or the circumstance is?
I'm sorry, can you one more time? Says is a game started by Madison Bumgarner an automatic win?
Is that the feeling within the team and the fan base
because he's been so incredible
in the postseason?
Pitch every game. That's what he wants to know.
The club feels very confident with him, but they feel confident with just about any of the starters. And I know that sounds like an awful cliche, but that's the way that is their their mindset. Johnny Cueto, tonight's starter, was 18-5 in the regular season. They're obviously have a lot of belief in him. And Jeff Samardzija was strong more often than not. And Mike Moore was 6-2 down the stretch. So, there you go. The starting pitching is a strength for them.
Yeah, it certainly has a lot of depth beyond Bumgarner. Certainly talking Johnny Cueto, the starter tonight, as he opposes John Lester. And, Kerry and Chris, for you personally, every baseball season is long. It's a grind. There's long hours, deadlines and long weekends. But now we're in the postseason. This is what you work for 6 months, and even more than 6 months if you go back to spring training. Kerry, I'll start with you. Just, how do you feel, or how much fun or excitement is there for you personally to be in the postseason with a team that has perhaps the best shot of any of the 8 remaining teams to win it all this year?
Well, I hope you realize I didn't throw a single pitch or hit a single ball or do anything like that. For me, it's a lot of work. It's a lot more fun covering a winning team, but usually in October I like to go down to Instructs and watch a little Arizona Fall League, so I'm going to have to postpone that trip a little bit. But let's just see what happens. I know Cub fans are very giddy and very excited, and let's see how this plays out.
Yep, that's all I can do. Take it one pitch, one game at a time. And Chris, for you, not many reporters have the privilege of covering a team that literally wins the World Series every other year. So for you, this is kind of old hat being in the postseason. But for you, what's the excitement level? How are you feeling right now covering another postseason for the Giants?
Well, first of all, it's never old hat. It really isn't. I actually grew up a Giants fan. I don't know if that comes through in my reporting. I try not to be too biased or anything. But, I saw a lot of bad teams there in the 70s and 80s. And so, to see them reach the postseason, it's a novelty, even, despite 2010, 2012, and 2014. And, but I appreciate what, certainly I appreciate the opponents, what they bring. And being here at Wrigley Field, I'm looking forward to seeing a playoff game in this atmosphere tonight. I think it's going to be a great thing. I don't take it for granted at all. It's going to be a super experience.
Yeah, there's worse places to be on a gorgeous October night than Wrigley Field in Chicago. I think at that point we can all agree. Great stuff from our Cubs reporter Kerry Muscat and our Giants reporter Chris Saft as we are hours away from first pitch to kick off the NLDS between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Kerry and Chris, my thanks to you, and may the best team win. This is Matt Waymire signing off for MLB.com Extras.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.